Dr. Robin Murphy's Lotus Health Institute, online at lotushealthinstitute.com.
Adjust your prescribing according to the situation. Be willing to stop the cancer remedy at any time you want to give any acute that you need to. Because every acute is an energy leak. And when that energy leaks, you can cause a whole relapse of all the previous progress you made. Everybody follow that? So someone, you know, gets an emotional shock or an upset, you know, their daughter, something happened to them at school. Now the woman's all upset and I'm treating her for breast cancer. I stop the treatment. I give her Ignatia, work on that for a few days or a week, clear that up and get back on the wagon. You have that permission and it's necessary to preserve the progress. If you don't, then Ignatia goes into Natmir. Natmir goes into Staph aspergillus or Oro, and the whole case starts diverting to a whole different situation because you didn't nip in the bud that acute problem. Someone got food poisoning. You stop whatever you're doing. You give tonics and remedies to clear up that food poisoning. Because you've been alkalizing them. They went to a restaurant. Now they got food poisoning. You stop it and you clear up the food poisoning and get back on track. Okay? Chemotherapy, after every chemotherapy radiation, that's a shock to us. We delay giving the breast cancer remedy. We only give chemotherapy and radiation antidotes all while they're on the treatment and tonics to support them. Okay, if the treatments are spread out, you know, if they do 3-4 weeks of treatment, then there's a few months off, then when they're on their cancer remedy and their tonics, then they get back on chemo, we stop the cancer treatment, get them back on cadmium sulf, Ipecac, and Nuxlamica, we go through the rubrics. Okay? Person's taking conium LM1, they got an acute poisoning, they call it therapy, we call it acute poisoning, and you treat it as an acute poisoning, as if they worked at a nuclear power plant and there was a leak. Okay? And they get weight loss, anorexia, nausea, hair falls out, we stop the general cancer remedy, the conium LM1, we give cadmium sulf 200 for a few days, and tonics for that, and then we go back to conium. That's called intercurrent prescribing. It's in Hahnemann's Organon. He talks about similar diseases, dissimilar diseases, something interrupting the therapy in this. Someone, acute remedy, they're on LM 3 times a day, you know, some acute fear or shock came up, they were almost in a car accident, you stop, you give them aconite, you give them arnica, rescue remedy, you clear it up, get back on track. It's called case management. Good, thorough, systematic. You know what you're doing, why you're doing it, how long to do it, okay? And then intercurrent remedies. So you know, some intercurrent remedies are anti-miasmatic. So periodically, when we see progress is slow, we're changing our potencies too fast, or they just need a boost in their energy or pain or sleep or something like that, we may stop the treatment for a few days and give carcinosin or ciflinum or a nosode, okay? And that's usually based on the history and whether it worked before, not just because you think they need it. Their body will tell you if that's a good remedy for them. Okay? Yeah, last month we gave you something when you had insomnia. What was it? Oh yeah, Cocculus. Yeah. So we're talking on the phone. Yeah, take your Cocculus again. So they take their Cocculus for a few nights and they get back on their general treatment. So intercurrent remedies for insomnia, mood changes. So it's similar to the previous slide. Okay? Use alternative methods of prescribing if needed. Okay? Versus just the law of similars per se. Okay? There's many ways of doing the law of similars. Similar to what is one question. Okay? Similar to the constitution, which I usually do a tonic. Similar to the disease. Similar to the organ or tissue that's affected, similar to the bacteria or virus or nosode or miasm that's in the case, similar to the poisoning that they suffered, okay? Or like we just described, intercurrent, miasm. Zigzag prescribing is in the last stages of breast cancer. The vital force is not strong enough to put out one remedy picture. And you'll see the picture constantly changing. And then you can either treat, either give nozoles at that point to try to stabilize the case, or you treat the remedy pictures as they come up. It's called zigzag. Okay? So they have bone pain and sleeplessness and anxiety. You give them ciflinum, and 2 or 3 days later, you know, they're depressed or nausea or something, you give them Nux Vomica. And once it narrows down to 1 or 2 images, you're making progress. If it's not, you're approaching palliation and death. Okay? And know how to palliate. Palliation is an art. We're not just in this field of healthcare to cure people. We also want to promote health in general and to palliate. And I tell you, I was in India lecturing, and they thought palliation was a bad word. They would send their patients to the allopaths to get morphine to palliate their pain. I said, well, why don't we just give them a palliative remedy? Oh, but it's not going to cure it. Neither is the morphine. What's the point? Palliation is wonderful. If you're in pain, you want to be palliated. Okay? So pain's a big issue. There's a lot of pain in the case. I'm going for the pain first. Because you have to demonstrate that we can control this pain. And then now they're on morphine. Now it's a whole other thing. We have to deal with the morphine and the pain. So breast cancer with pain, the pain is one of your most indicative symptoms to the right remedy. What type of pain? Where is that? What makes it better or worse? Okay. Almost through here. Another, we often find isopathic or tautopathic most often used in breast cancer. Antidoting drugs, toxin chemicals, or using nozoles as intercurrents periodically. So if I presented breast cancer cases, you know, say a 2-year case, you might have 10 different remedies. Changing, you're not going to see these. I took this case and I gave this remedy and this is all that happened. I don't see that. I manage these cases and it's ups and downs and this happened and this happened. I got them through this and that and they gradually get to a better health. Okay? In a lot of my cases, like I have a Qigong class in Savannah, a third of the women in the class have breast cancer. Okay? And all of them are over 8-9 years survival since they started Qigong, homeopathy, and tonics. And now they'll, you know, 10 women or so, 5 of them are now Qigong teachers and homeopaths. I said, that's the cure. You not only got them better and educated, now they're doing it for other people. Like the DVDs and they're doing it and teaching it and having websites about it. So it's a whole protocol. Qigong, the vegetarian diet, the homeopathy, the tonics is my program for people. And most people will only do parts of it. They come and they get homeopathy and tonics. But, you know, they add the Qigong in the diet and we get good results. Okay? Long period of time. They become a better human being. Okay? And their disease is gone. Their whole constitution is stronger and healthier.